Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we're celebrating the uncovering of the icon of Kursk, icon of Mother of God. The icon was found on the root of a tree, and when it was picked up, a spring came out, and the spring was doing lots of healings through the Mother of God was doing lots of healing through that spring, and then of course through the icon. You know, the icon was brought once past. It was coming from Kursk Hermitage. It was being in a procession, was brought to Kursk, and then Serafim Sarovsky, the saint, when he was a little boy, he was very sick, and the icon was passed by his house. It was made in a not usual route. It was specifically Mother of God made it. There was a storm. They couldn't go the long route that they always go. They made a shortcut, and so they came past the house of where Saint Seraphim lived as a child. And the mother brought him out to the icon, and he got cured. He was deathly sick at that time, and the Mother of God had cured so many people, and so many people that were blind and they had troubles with the eyes and so on. And even in the new hermitage in America, there was a healing right there in the Kursk icon hermitage where I was serving there, and we had a man that had pricked his eye. I think he ran into a piece of a stick or something, and we took him to the doctor, and the doctor had put a patch on the eye and put some medicines and so on, and said it would take a long while for it to heal. And the next day I had the Madhivini before the icon of the Kursk Mother of God, and as I was taking the icon to my room, to the apartment, because we didn't dare to leave it in the church by itself. And so as I passed by, the young man was there in the corridor, and I told him to come over. He came over, and I have placed the icon on over his eye, the one that got hurt. And a couple hours later, I come and see him, and his eye, the patch was not there. It was totally cured. We took him to the hospital, to the doctor, eye doctor, and he looked at it and was quite amazed. There was not even a sign of any scar or anything that happened there. So that was a miracle that I was a witness to in the Kursk icon hermitage. My beloved, we have to know that the many miracles have been happening through the icon of the Kursk. At one time, some evil people, they have done this, and they chopped the icon in half and threw it out in the field. And then a priest monk one day passed by and found these two pieces, and he just touched them together, and they grew up miraculously. They has become all one solid icon. And then at another time, some evil people wanted to blow up the icon, to destroy it, and they have put a bomb underneath the icon, and there was a big damage done to the church, but the icon was absolutely left undamaged. There was another miracle like that. And there's so many miracles that the Mother of God has been doing through her icon, through all the many icons. But the main thing, you know, she loves us. She loves us so much that she wants also our salvation. And just like her son, he wants our salvation. The son that our Lord Jesus Christ to suffer for us. He absolutely wants our salvation. And sometimes when even we're so bad that that even he would be already turning away from us because of our great sins. But the Mother of God, as a true mother that loves her children, for very all her children, she pleads with him so that he would have mercy on us. And he usually, of course, he listens to his mother at that time that when he wasn't ready to do miracles yet, and he was in the wedding, and they ran out of wine, and the Mother of God told Jesus about it, and he said, "Well, my time hasn't come yet." But he did the miracle, turned from the water, he turned into the wine. And that's how the Lord is doing, because he has so much love for his mother and our mother, and he wants our salvation, and she wants our salvation. So that's cry out to her more often. Let's know that she is protecting us from the evil ones. The evil ones, they're always trying to instigate us to commit one sin or another. And if at all possible, they're trying to tie us up with some kind of with a passion and with a sin that we can't let go, and that we continue to do over and over and over again. And the Mother of God is more than willing to free us from these shackles of the passions and of the shackles that the devil puts on us through our sinning. But we have to cry out to her with love. We have to go like little tiny children when they are hurt or something happens. They run to their mother, they're here on earth even like that. And that's what we have to learn to do. We have to run to her, but not only when we're in trouble, but also when we're happy. We should talk to her, because she loves us and she wants to have with us a talk to be able to associate with us, that we would be calling to her, that we love her, we show that we love her, as we have to love, of course, the Lord most of all. After the Lord, we should love His mother, or our mother, the Holy Theotokos, and then the guardian angel. May the Mother of God continue to protect us from the evil spirits that continue to attack us and that want our damnation. And we pray that the Mother of God will continue to protect us from the evil one. And I'm sure that most of us have an icon of the Mother of God in our house and in our room, and she is always a protection through her icon from the evil spirits. But we have to take things by faith, that as is the teachings of the Holy Church, and we have to adhere to it and get closer and closer to the heavenly dwellers, and start to pay more attention to the salvation of our soul, and less attention to the temporary things of this life. May God help all of us to grow spiritually and to finally be able to see the Mother of God and of the Holy Theotokos face to face in the kingdom of heaven. Amen.